Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
The reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you a little surprise this morning. We will have Imam Sharaz, who will be discussing a beautiful poem, the message will come from a beautiful poem that he wrote, that he will be giving today, and I'm quite sure you're going to enjoy it. It's a lovely heritage spiritual poem, and he's anxious to recite to you, and also to give you the message that he's bringing to you from it. The title is The Rising Star. The Rising Star. That's who you are, a rising star. When I look at the world, I know life is rising above to the Creator's divine love. So then I know that the key to life demands love. So people, give and live with true love, we can rise above. And this will take us to heaven. Love. I'm sorry, I'm not doing too well with reading this today. I missed a word, I think, and threw you off. So beautiful. So let me try again, because this is a beautiful poem that he has, and I missed a word that threw me off here. When I look at the world, I know life is rising above to the Creator's divine love. So then I know that the key to life demands love. So people, why not give and live? And with true love, we can rise above, and this will take us to heaven's love. Then we can see that love was always the key for you and me to take us to a lost reality. So people, you are a bright in the heaven of your mind. Remind you that you are a shining star, shining in the night with God's love, taking us to his beautiful light. So let your light shine all the time, shining bright to see who you can really be. Oh, that's a beautiful touching poem, and we're so anxious to have Imam Shahid Shabazz come to come on today with the message from this poem. And please, audience, if there are any questions that you have or any comments, push the number one button. Number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio. We would love to have you join us. We want your feedback. This is not Imam's show. This is your show, our show. And we want you to join in with us. And we want to hear from you, too. And now I give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes, I can hear you. So I guess we'll get started, huh?
Yes, sir. They're waiting for you.
Well, I'm waiting for them also. First of all, I want to say all praise is due to Allah, the Guardian, Evolver, creator of life and death, We want to give all praises first to Allah, who have brought us, humanity, back to life today, after he last night had imposed, put upon us a state next to death. This is a sign that truly Allah is the one who create life, he will cause life to die, and he will bring life back again on the day of resurrection and judgment. We must remember this, people, because this world is soon to come to its logical conclusion based upon the purpose and plan of Allah. Now, the rising star, you think about the rising star, you know, and you see we're in a world, Allah called this world a benighting world. But I'm going to start off first with the Fatiha. That's the opening of the life for the human being. This is the opening prayer for the life of all human beings. Not only is it the opening prayer, but it is the prayer that opens up your heart so that you can receive in your soul the guidance of Allah and the protection of Allah from going astray into evil, from going astray into things that will take you away from your Creator and cause you to destroy yourself and destroy your brothers and sisters among mankind. It's called the Fatiha. Listen at the words carefully. We'll say it in Arabic and then we'll translate it in English, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. We just said, with Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor. Those whose portion is not wrapped, nor those who go astray from your straight way. Ameen. So with that said, again we greet you. Assalamu alaikum. I hear a little noise in the background, sister. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yes, I wouldn't know either, but it's only you and me, and I don't have any voice. So it could come from the studio. I don't know.
Okay, well, then we'll continue. You know, we won't let that hold us up. Another thing about what the sister was saying in the opening, I was doing a little Quranic poetry today. The Quran is poetic. It's clear poetic truth. And one part I want to share with you, I want you to listen carefully at the words. Master told me one day, I find peace in every way. He gave us a will to be free, the purpose to live his reality. When I found myself all alone, my faith picked me up and made me strong. So step right up and never be alone. Almighty God, Allah's love will always keep you strong. So keep your head to the sky, and Allah's love will always hear your cry. Step right up and be a man, and Allah's love you will always find. That's another one of my poetic Quranic sayings. Here's another I want to share with you in the beginning. It's this here, inshallah. Be patient with me. What I wanted to say, based upon what we're dealing with today, racism, a resurgence of it, it ain't never been there. It's just been waiting for an opportunity to come back out strong. And Donald Trump was the man. And so, but we can't just look at white racism. Racism is not based on people against each other, based on skin color. Racism means that one race wants to dominate all the races and take over all the races and try to take the position of Almighty God on the earth. So this is what the white race is. But they're all over the world, you know, and they are the darker people of the world, which represents most of the percentage of the people in the human race. They are under the oppression of these here rulers all over the world like Donald Trump. He's not by himself. So my title I had here was racism is not a black and white issue. Racism is a human issue. I say this to let all people know the rich against the poor is racism. When people get the creator of the heaven and the earth, this is when they succumb to racism. So to stop racism and injustice, people, you must stop following your own will and start following the will of our creator. This is the only way to end racism and injustice. You must understand that Allah made us one human race. Also, we must understand as one human race that if we hurt one being, we're hurting all human beings. And if we help one human being, we are helping all human beings. Because Allah say He created the human race as nations and tribes that we might get to know and love one another, not that we might hate and destroy one another. And that noise just in the background is really distracting. I'm too.
I apologize, brother, but it's hard. I have no way of knowing how to reach the studio, you know, to let them know that this noise is interrupting us.
I understand.
It seems to have stopped now, so maybe I don't know what started back again. I don't know what to do with it because it's coming from the studio, obviously.
Right. It's okay. It's going on with the program. It's okay.
All right. Did you want to continue now?
Well, I had stopped just for a moment to pause and see if you had anything to say. If not, I'm continue.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. He's beginning strong this morning, bringing us a message from a beautiful poem that he wrote, The Rising Star. And if you listen to it, people, you'll understand just how it's fitting in with the discussion that he's giving to you on the racism today. So please give him your attention because this is very important. He's letting you know there's not just the African-American black people that the lighter race is being racist against. It's all the people of the world of color. All over the world of color. They want to be the ones they're called. They call themselves the aliens here in the other word names they call themselves. And they want to be the one in control of all humanity. In fact, they don't want the darker races to exist. They feel like just them existing is enough. So this is what we're talking about now. The sick mentality of these people was starting to destroy all people of color. And now I give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Oh, thank you, sister. This is something, people, I wanted to share with you because most people have lost sight of this, being distracted by government and this coronavirus. They're more distracted from the reality than I ever seen them, and they're more fearful of dying than I've ever seen. But I want you to know, people, first of all, you are going to die. You're going to die physically. So you can wear masks. You can safely protect yourself from the coronavirus. And people are acting so insensitive and fast in their attitude with people. Oh, you get back 6 feet. You know, you don't go get close to me. Like if somebody gets close to them, they're going to die. I mean, you know, just foolish. I mean, and just, you know, just, and but it just shows that they have no faith in the Creator, because if they had faith in the Creator, they would know that He had power over life and death. Coronavirus don't have no power over life and death. The government don't have no power over life and death. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, have power over life and death. Okay? So if you had faith in the Creator, then you would just take the necessary precautions, and have faith and go about your business and know that you're going to die as long as you take care of yourself. What about these other diseases out here? AIDS, cancer, all of that. That's still going on too. So if you ain't taking care of yourself, don't think about just no coronavirus. I had a disease called Crohn's disease. You think that ain't just as worse as coronavirus? It can kill you quick too. So, you know, hey, you know, most people are showing that they don't have any faith in the Creator who they can't see. Most people believe, beginning with the Muslims, in only the things they see. And they show them their actions. You see, most people are selfish. That's why the world's in the shape it's in. So don't just look at Donald Trump and a few Republicans or people in the governments around the world and say, oh, they're just selfish against the masses of the people. The masses of the people are selfish themselves too. Poor and rich people are selfish. And Allah is not with a poor person that's selfish, nor is He with a rich person that's selfish. You got to get rid of that selfishness. We were all created to be one. And when you stop looking from the outside and looking at your face in the mirror and start looking at your soul and your soul and your heart, then you can see who you really are. And you can become that shining star. Huh? And rise above this evil and hatred among your brothers and sisters. And come back to the love of Allah that He created in all of us as human beings. So what I want to say here is from the Holy Quran. People, Allah says in the Quran, I'm not going to quote no chapter, no surah, no ayah, so don't look for that. It's not necessary. The message is necessary, getting an understanding. Allah says in the Quran, human power and prosperity is fleeting, but Allah's power and justice will endure forever. People, nothing that happens in the heaven or on earth is without Allah's power and justice. So even the evil is under Allah's power. And Allah will bring good out of evil on earth as He does in the heavens. He's doing it. I'm saying this to let all people of this world know that Allah, the Almighty Creator of the worlds, is showing people of the earth that He cares and have put them on, again, lockdown, meaning that He has stopped people so that people can have an opportunity to reflect on their life. Look at your life. Do inventory on your life. See if you like your life. Allah says when a person do good and they feel good about the good they do, then they are a true believer in Him. But Allah says when a person do evil and they don't feel bad about it, they can go on it, don't have no conscience, He said they are disbeliever. So people, this is the problem right here. Belief and disbelief in the Creator. It's not racism against one race over another. It's people rejecting to be a human being that the Creator created them to be. Inside their soul. Most people worship their flesh. Most people seek pleasure only for their flesh. They're pleasure seekers of the flesh. And the law says in the Holy Quran, its final revelation, that hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So if you want satisfaction, people, you're not going to get it out of any material things, money. You're not going to get it out of sex. You're not going to get it out of material things. The only way you're going to get satisfaction and justice is by striving to live a life of the good pleasure of your Creator. Strive to please your Creator. Stop trying to please yourself and other people. Because as long as you do this, you'll never be happy. You'll never be pleased. You'll always be in a state of misery. So I'm saying here, we must start giving our life back to the life giver. He's the one that knows how our life should work. Almighty Allah said in the Holy Quran, all that's good come from Him, the Creator. Allah's all good. And Allah said, all the evil or bad come from ourselves. So don't blame Donald Trump for your bad condition. Don't blame nobody for your bad condition. Blame yourself. Yourself. You have a free will. You have the freedom to choose right from wrong. So when you do wrong, it's your fault. When you do good, it's your benefit. Allah says if we do right, it don't benefit Him one iota, one bit. And Allah says if we do wrong, it don't take nothing away from His power at all. It's to our benefit or our detriment. So you choose what you want. You choose a good life or you choose a bad life. And Allah said in my conclusion at this time that He will never change the condition of a people or an individual until they first change the goodness in their heart and soul that He put in their heart and soul and start following their own will and corrupt their heart and soul with evil and corruption. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the name Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us this morning, and he's here with a heated discussion. We're ready to hear from some of you. We want to know what you think. We want to hear your opinion. We want to see how you're receiving this message and information, and how you're understanding it. And what we need to do to reach you in the way that you're seeking to be reached. So I'm going to be calling a few numbers here. If you have anything to say, we'd love to hear from you. If not, that's fine too. Just keep on listening. And as I call your number, you can comment or you can ask a question. First number is 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right. There's no comment that this person obviously prefers to listen. Now I'm going to go to another number here. 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and Assalamu alaikum. Yes, we are at this time looking for comments from our listeners. Is there any question that you have or any comments that you would like to make regarding the teaching today?
Call our number,
I'm not receiving you good for some reason. Inan Shabazz, can you understand what she's saying?
I can't understand what the sister's saying.
Could you be a little clearer, sister? Assalamu alaikum.
maybe the sister didn't really have anything to say. Sometimes people will, you know, they might, you might just hear them in the background, but they don't really have anything to say.
All right, okay, so we'll go on to the next person. Let me see if I can pull that person up here. 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Okay, seems like we just have listeners today who want to listen in, but not comment at this time anyway. They might have something later that they would love to share with us. Again, we want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you at any time. Push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one button. Your number will show up in the studio, and that's why I'm calling on people, because their numbers are showing up in the studio. I'm sorry, I didn't push the button. I had to one. We have 313-213-6568. I hadn't pushed your button on, so I couldn't hear. And did you have anything, any comment or any questions? Okay, this time, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we'll just continue with your teachings, your beautiful teachings. But I'm quite sure they're enjoying as well as I am.
We thank you, people, for listening. You know, it's good to listen, but it's also good to give some feedback, because as we know, that the process of learning, even when we was in elementary school, you couldn't just sit there and listen at the teacher and not ask no questions and get some understanding. It had, relating, people in paths to a man and woman that we might what? Receive instruction. A man and woman cannot have a relationship without relating to each other. And human beings can have relationships without communicating. Good communication relating back to one another. And I know anybody on here that's a true Muslim, they got a whole lot to say. They may not want to say it, but Allah say for them to share his truth with other people. So if they're not never coming on the show to share the truth with the rest of the people in the world that's listening, they're failing their obligation and responsibility to Allah. Allah don't want you to just come on here to listen. And everybody that come on here, whether they're Muslim or not, they got some good in them they could share. And if you don't start sharing that good, let me share this with you. You might not want to accept it. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Take it up with Allah. All the goodness that Allah has given every human being, guess what? If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And that's what we see today. Most Muslim Christian people in general losing the good because they won't use the good, but they will use the bad. They come from themselves. Follow themselves. Oh, that's what they use. Yeah, it's my, I, me. It's all about me. What I've done, what I've accomplished. No, it ain't about you. It ain't about what you accomplished. You accomplished nothing. It's all about Allah. Allah is the only reality. Even what you think you accomplished, even your existence in this world that you think is real, it's not even real. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Everything in the creation of the heavens and earth is an illusion. The reality is Allah, the one that created everything you see. So your reality as a human being is not when you look in the mirror. You don't see yourself. You see a sign. As everything in creation is a sign of the one that created you. And since he put some of his spirit in you, you have a direct line of communication with him. If you look inside, not outside, but that's the problem. Most Muslims and people, they want to talk about truck or whatever. No, No, Donald Trump is responsible for Donald Trump's actions. And you are responsible for your actions. What are you doing to make the world better? Don't talk about what nobody else is doing to make it bad. Talk about what you're doing. And don't just talk about it. Ask yourself, am I doing anything to help make the world better? Am I doing anything to make my life better? Or am I doing something to make my life worse? Or am I doing things to make the world worse for us? It's all on you. Allah said on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, personal responsibility going to be duly enforced, meaning that he going to strictly deal with you based on your personal obligation and your personal responsibility to him. Allah says so much so that here on earth we say, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my president, my this or that. On the day of judgment, you will realize that none of the associations that you had here with other human beings had no meaning at all. They were just a test. We're here to be tested with each other. You will realize then that Allah, the creator of all human beings, was the only reality. And that day you will recognize Allah as the only reality. You won't even recognize no other human being. You won't even recognize your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend, your president, nobody. It'll be a completely new world order. That'll be the world order of Allah. That'll be his world. This is not Allah's world. This is Allah's creation, but this is not Allah's world. It's a difference. It's just like saying being in this world physically, but not of this world mentally and psychologically. Don't think like this world. Allah said the root of all evil is the love of this here ungodly, evil, material world. And we see it today more than ever before. So it's your choice, people. You're either part of the problem or the solution. And you don't have a long time if you want to be a part of the solution, because Allah is getting ready to destroy the problem. And the problem is not racism. The problem is selfishness. It's selfishness. It's people wanting to do what they want to do and not follow the will of Allah. Yeah, we shall. We preach it, whatever you want to call it. It's people, your destruction and downfall is not Donald Trump or the government. It's you following your own evil, wicked ways and not following the will of your creator, which is all good. Right now, I'm going to stop. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Again, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. We out to all the Creator. And brings this to you every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But be sure that when you tune in that you have spoken to at least one other person that you know who has not listened, and invite them to come and listen with all sorts of programs. This is how we help one another and respect the work. So people will come also and get the true teachings, the teachings of themselves from Father, the name and stone. So today again, Shabbat is teaching on the rising star. Okay? We all have to look at the world and know that life is rising above to the Creator's divine love. You can see it every day. Life is rising above to the Creator's divine love. We have to understand that to become a star, that means we have within us to rise as we are rising. We are rising through the knowledge that we are receiving from the Creator. From the Creator of the Almighty God Allah. And we were rising because of the teachings that He gave, the knowledge that He's given to us. And we studied that and we learned it and we understood it.
and they prayed on him, and it started to please him. So what? Did that help us to grow spiritually? To the human being that's pleasing to us. And therefore, we grow from our knowledge that we receive from the Creator. It's very important, people, that we take Islam seriously. It's a way of life. It's nothing to play with. Okay? It's the way of life that was given to us here to live the best of a life. And this is why we have all the conflict and confusion today, because people are not listening to the words of the Creator. They're not following His direction. They're following their own desires, their own heart desires, which lead them to nothing but the hellfire, the worst of life, to killing one another, hate one another, and despising each other, because we want to listen to everybody and everything but what our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, the words that He's given to us, the knowledge He's given to us, the direction He's given to us. And it's all very simple. It's very simple. Nothing hard about it. You'll find you have a much better life and you won't be fearing everything, wondering why. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? It's happening because you are permitting it to happen, because you're not obeying. You're not following divine law. You're not following a law of creation. You're not following the way of life that He's given for you to follow. That's why it's happening. Once you start getting yourself together and start studying the Quran as you should study it, so the words of Allah, your Holy Scripture, and the way that you should study it. We all get the basics for living life in the best way. To love one another, help one another, forgive one another, and to teach one another. Come criticize one another, we teach and show one another. If we see a wrong with someone, we try to help them to correct it and to make it better. Not criticize and talk about the person. We have got to learn what our duty is on earth, what our purpose is. And then we'll have a better world for everybody to live in. We also know how to treat ourselves first, and then treat others. Because if you're not treating yourself right, you're not going to treat others right. So it all begins with self. And now I give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Yes, thank you, sister. Yes, sir. What we want to say, people, is this. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's harder, people, trying to live a life than it is trying to live a good life. You know why? Because, first of all, your Creator, Allah, created every human being with the nature of good. So you're born with good in you, people. You're not born with bad in you. No. You come into bad when you learn of this world and the teachings of this world, the knowledge of this world, that leads you into bad and takes you away from the good knowledge of Allah inside of your soul and Allah's revelation. So in order to change this world on the outside, we first got to change our world of thinking on the inside. You see, the world of human beings is not the material world. The world of human beings is the world of our thinking. There's a saying in the Bible I like, and it's true too. It coincides with the Quran. It says, so a mind thinking, so is that mind. Meaning that whatever way you think in your mind, that's who you are. If you think like a whore, you're a whore. You think like a homosexual, you're a homosexual. You're going to start acting like a homosexual. If you think like a thief, you're going to start stealing. And Allah say actions are but by intentions. So you can't be telling me, hey, I got good intentions. God know I got a good intention to do right, and you steady doing wrong. You steady going against His will. Why, you know yourself that you is a liar. And Allah say He hates a liar. I do too. Because there's no need to lie. You can't deceive Allah. Allah knows all. He knows the secrets of your heart. He knows your thoughts before you even know your thoughts. Before you can conceive of what you're thinking, He already know it. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows what's going to happen in this world before it happens, because He's in control of what's going to happen in this world. He's the cause of all causes. Nothing can happen in this world without his knowledge and permission. So, yeah, we say rise, my port, not mine, but the port of the Quran. Allah's message in the Quran is poetic and it's clear. His message is clear, Spunner. But, yeah, you know, the stars you look up in the heavens at night, and all that darkness, you can yet see the light of a star to guide people down here on earth, thousands of miles down here on earth. So symbolically, what this means is this. In the darkness of our mind, when we're ignorant of the knowledge of our Creator, we're in the darkness. And when we begin, as the sister said, to study the words, the truth of the Creator in the Holy Quran, his final revelation, he began to bring a little light in. And that light begins to be like a star in our mind, and we begin to see out of that ignorance, all that darkness and ignorance in our mind, and see the reality of the Creator and see the world for what it really is, not a real world, an outer world, but we begin to see the real inner world inside, unseen, the world of Allah. And we become a shining star to all the people around us who are still in mental and spiritual ignorance and darkness. Huh? Yeah. We'll stop right there.
All praise be to God. All praise be to the Creator. Yes, sir. The United States is strong today. The rising star is where? Who is the rising star? You are the rising star. It's within you, but you can't rise until you do what you're supposed to do. You go and receive the message from your Creator. Study the Quran. Study his little words. Study the light where he wants you to live. And after you study it, go and live it. Be the example. Simplify it in your actions, in your deeds. And you become the kind of God that everyone will see. The beacon to guide others. As you guide yourself through the right path. Dive into the right path. And when they see you, they want to be like you. They want to, wow. I remember that person, and they were down, they were doing this, they were doing that, and look at them now. Oh, and they look so beautiful. Oh, Bert, how beautiful you look. Oh, that brother, they look so strong. They are so serious about life now. And they seem so happy and so pleased and so calm. All this comes from living right. A person who lives right, they don't have to worry. They know they don't have to worry about life and what's happening and why they're being afraid. You're afraid of what? Nobody's going to live forever. You're going to die, I don't care when it is. You're not here to live on this earth forever. But you're here for a purpose. Allah has given you a mission. Your God has given you a mission to serve him and to please him, to be the best. And they strive to be the best. But you're in a race to be the best, to be the shining star, the highest star, the brightest star on earth. And please him with all the gifts that he's given to you, your abilities, your skills, your talent. What are you doing with them? Share them. Have others to share them and show them. Show them how to use theirs and work together. And all this hate and all the other it'll pass away. Why? Because you change your way of life and start living the right way, the good way. And as good comes in, evil has no place. It has to go out. But people, remember, stand with the man that's teaching you and listen carefully. Because he's teaching strong. He's sincere. And it bothers him. It concerns him about his people and how they're living and the lack of confusion as you understand why life is as it is. We make our life what it is, all of us together, living the right way. We're living the wrong way, you're going to run the road wrong. You're not going to have that good life. You're going to have confusion. You're going to have problems and trouble in your life. Because you refuse to do what you're supposed to do. And to see wrong, you stop it. You wouldn't have all this wrong going on if everybody turned together and spoke out. Everybody turned together and like, no, hey, we're not taking this. We're not going to have this. This is not the way we're going to live our life. And you're not going to interrupt and make our life miserable because you want to be miserable. Misery loves company. So as long as you keep the doors open, let the miserable life come into your life, the miserable way of life that people live in come into your life, and you join with them by not speaking out. You join with them and letting them think that it's okay what they're doing. Then you are as they are. And your life will be a therapist. I mean, it's life. And this is why we're having this. Because not enough of people are speaking up in the right way for what's right, for what's good. The way of life that their creator has already designed for them to live. Instructed us, the instructions that he has for us to live. We're not following those instructions. And now, people, I won't go any further. I will have you another championship. I'll come back with it. Again, with those beautiful teachings they've given us today, the lessons of knowledge, so that we can share this knowledge. And I will be calling on you again and giving you a chance to get it together and want to hear from you. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Again, we continue with the reality of Allah and rising above our carnal appetites into our eternal spiritual life that we was created for. Let me say this. People, Allah said in the Holy Quran that when he created us, he go through the steps and stages that he created us as a physical being. He says from a sperm drop, then a clot of blood leaks like clot. Before then, he said, he created us out of the clay, like pottery of the earth. Oh, yeah, this is our creation as a body. Then he go on and he go through the completions of 9 months in the mother's womb. He created us as a body, okay? But then Allah said, after he delivered that baby, I blessed that lady to deliver that baby out of her womb, Allah said, he yet create another creation out of that body. Most people don't try to find out what the other creation they are besides their flesh and blood body. What that other creation is your spiritual life. Allah put some of his spirit in you. Allah say the human being then become alive. And so he put some of his spirit in the human heart and the human being that rose us up. And we became a living soul. A living soul. Not a living body. Your body can't live like your soul. Your body is alive, but it's animal life. Your soul is your spiritual life. So when Allah put his spirit in each and every human being's body, you know what he was doing, people? He was putting heaven in us on earth. So we are born with heaven already in us. So it's easier to get back to what's your nature. See, heaven is your nature. And what is heaven? We know heaven is all good. And Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being. See? And this is something I want to expose hypocrisy today, because that's the biggest problem right there in the world. People being hypocrites. Tell them they believe in God, whoever they want to call Allah. I believe in God. But I teach people this. They say, I believe in God. And they shorten their life. I done gave God some time. Now it's my time. Like as if though Allah, the creator, all the time we're here is not for him. We was created, people, and given time to serve and worship our Creator. We won't give him time to do evil and corruption, corrupt ourselves in this world. We have a choice to do that, but that's not our purpose for being here. We choose that. But the purpose our Creator created us is to live a good life, a clean life, a pure life, a life of love, a life of forgiveness of each other, a life to encourage each other in all that's good, help each other in all that's good, and forbid each other from all that's wrong. Start with yourself. Allah said, when the thought of evil come to your mind, you remember Allah's goodness. Remember Allah. Say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Allah is greater than that evil. And Allah said that evil will flee. Because evil fears Allah, the Creator. Evil's job is to get human beings not to fear the Creator. And that's what's going to happen. Evil done got most people not to fear, displeasing the Creator. And so evil know when they do that, it's going to bring destruction on them like it wrote on itself when Allah put evil out of heaven. See, evil, the evil Satan knows Allah. And his job is to get us to, he got put out of heaven. Why? Because of selfish pride. The root of all evil is selfish pride. You know, I'm going to do it my way. And our way is always wrong. But you got these people who say, I believe in God. I've been believing in God all my life. They're 60, 70, 80 years old. What? It doesn't matter about no age. And they say, I believe in God. I've been believing in God all my life. I go to church. I go to the masjid. I go to the temple. I go to the synagogue. I make my prayers. I fast. I give in church, and they do. And I say, I give a whole lot, and they do. And Allah say, these same people, 99 out of every 1,000 people, he said a whole lot of them people out of the 1,000, they're going to be people who do good. You see, they make their prayers. They help other people. Yeah. Yeah, they do all of that. Then the question remains, why are they going to hell if they've done all of them things Allah say do? That was good. And the answer is simple. Allah is going to respond back to them and say, yes, you did do all of those things. You done a lot of good things. You done so much good, some of you. I would give you credit as though you done a mountain of good. Huh? But Allah say the reason you got to go into the hell fire is because all glory belongs to me. And in doing the good you did, you wanted people to acknowledge you. You wanted some glory. You wanted some recognition for the good you did. But all recognition for good come from me. I'm all good, not you. That's why Allah say most people are going to hell. Think about it. Try not to be one of them people. That's why a song I used to hear when I was growing up, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in the member when the saints go marching in. Huh? Why? Because when the saints go marching in to heaven across the bridge of Sirat, the bridge that lead into heaven, it ain't going to be but one saint, one righteous soul going across that bridge going into heaven, and the other 999 people out of every 1,000, they're going under the bridge into the hell fire. Trying to be in that number, people, but to be in that number, we're saying to you today, you got to be in that number. You got to turn around right now. This is the longest I've ever seen Allah put America and the world on lockdown. He got them on lockdown, just like in prison. They lock you down. Sometimes they lock you down longer than others. It depends on how long you've been committing the crime and the crime you committed. But in this case, Allah done gave these people in this world generation after generation to learn and see what their ancestors done that was wrong, that brought about their destruction, and damn if they ain't following the same example, same pattern. And history do repeat itself. So if your ancestors were evil, if they were racist, if they were evil, if they were corrupt, if they worshiped idols and not the real creator, unseen, and you don't sincerely seek guidance of your creator, you will follow that same pattern and you'll bring destruction in this generation right now today, and that's what's going to happen. Allah said the evil results of the generations in the past brought destruction on them. Allah endured their own evil, came back and destroyed them. And the evil the people see, don't blame the government. You're wrong. No, this is the people's evil that's coming back on them. Huh? Allah controls all government. Let's go back to Moses and Pharaoh. Allah said Pharaoh was one of the mightiest rulers, a president and a ruler on the earth. Even more powerful than America. America government. And look how Allah brought down Pharaoh, drowned them all in the Red Sea. So don't think y'all time ain't coming. The government and all the people who follow this government endure what? Idolatry. Because I'll tell you something, people. I'll share something with you. You know where idol God worshiping starts from? You. Worshiping yourself. And then you start worshiping other things like my car, my son, my daughter, my money, my this, my that. When all worship and all praise is due to our Lord, the one that gave you them things. And then when you get unhappy or miserable about to commit suicide, them things you worship, they can't stop you from doing it. They ain't got no power to help you or do you no harm. So why are you worshiping things that can't do you no good or bad? That's insanity, people. So what did I say about most people? They're insane. They have lost their cotton-picking mind. When you forget your creator, you are out of your mind. You are outside your mind. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And today he's bringing to you a message for you to search yourself within, to make God meditate, know who you are, and what your purpose is. And I know you hear that message, but this is the reason why we have all these problems again. Because you are out of order. Right? Be forgotten who, and they don't want to know. They don't want to hear and tell us, anyone tell us the right way, because it's like their way is dull. You're not going to have a lot of fun. We won't be glorified, as you know, Shahid Shabazz. Nobody's going to recognize us. But you don't want to live a right way because you think that you won't get all this attention or recognition that you want and glorification.
That's right.
That you're looking for. You go and get all these materialistic things, get this money, and live this life, and then you're miserable when things start happening. Your conscience starts coming to you. The message starts coming to you, let you know, hey, this is the wrong way. You're on the wrong road. Turn around. But you have things happening to you for a reason. God's mercy, giving you a sign, giving you a warning. Turn around before it's too late. But most of you still don't want to hear it. You don't want to listen. You don't think it's just a lot of foolish talk that people are doing. It has no meaning behind it. So you go on living the same old life. And you know it. And it's becoming worse. And then it's liking yourself. You're mad at yourself more than anybody else. But you know that you're being stubborn. Too stubborn to follow the Creator. Because you don't want to give up food that he said don't eat, don't touch. You don't want to give it up. That's good, but you can find a better food. He's letting you know that's the worst food that you're eating. and can do more harm to your body. So I asked you not to eat that. I didn't make it for you. I made it for the animals. You're not the an animal. You're above the animals because you were given a soul and a mind. And you don't eat what the animals eat. You eat better than the animals. For people, you realize that it's the way that you're living, your lifestyle, as you call it, that so-called beautiful lifestyle, that Beverly Hills lifestyle, the movie star lifestyle, the lifestyle of the sports, the football players, the people out there you're striving to have an after them. You're allowing them to guide you. And they are as far astray as you are, if not farther astray, because most of them are committing the evils that you would never believe. Most of your politicians are committing evils that are so corrupt that they shock you. You would deny it. Somebody told you, you wouldn't believe it. Yet you want to follow their footsteps and wait for them to tell you what to do and how to live. Just look at this virus out here. It's a warning. That's what it is. Coronavirus, letting you know, you got to be sure you're going to return to who. And you don't know when. How are you going to ask? What do you have the answer for on earth? When those questions are asked to you, let's take it seriously and listen carefully to the message that Mam Shahid Shabbat brings you. And I give you again, Mam Shahid Shabbat. Also, appreciate number one button. I'm going to start asking you to comment in a minute. Next time, I will be looking for comments from you. So push number one button and be prepared to give a comment or ask some questions. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. People, I would like to say this. I will quote this surah out of chapter out of the Holy Quran, the final and perfect revelations of Allah and final revelation for all human beings. It's called Surah 2, Baqarah. It's some commentary. The Creator Allah said, I will honesty in this world and I will upright righteous conduct. He said, they are not mere matters of policy or convenience. And I'm going to stop right there for a moment. That's how most people act that say they live right. They act like they can live right and be honest when it's to their benefit. And they act like that, just like the government now, they acting like they want to hold back the money to help the people. That money ain't none of their money. That's the people's money. So they acting like it's a policy that they can hold back, you see, the people's money. That's the taxpayers' money. People working don't even want to give them unemployment as a matter of policy. Their policies is ungodly. Allah say, our honesty, I'm going over it again, and our upright conduct in this life are not mere matters of policy or convenience. You can't do good when you think it's convenient for you and it just you. It ain't going to help nobody else. I'm going to just do it because I know what I'm going to get out of it. I got mine, you get yours. That type of mentality is prevailing. Allah say, all our life in this material world must be lived as though we were in the very presence of Allah, like we always in the presence of Allah. Like everywhere we go, we see Allah right there with us. We're looking at Him. We see Him. And though we know we don't see Him, we still worship Him and fear to disobey Him. Like he right there with us, looking at us all the time. Because in reality, that is the way it is. Allah say the finest example we have of faith in Allah is in Prophet Muhammad's life, the last prophet of Allah. Allah say Prophet Muhammad's life, prayers and peace be upon him, was full of faith in Allah. Meaning that man had faith in Allah no matter how the situation looked. They tried to kill him so many times and in so many ways, even had the children to try to kill him. But the man, he forgave him and he kept his faith in Allah. Now, can we do that? If you don't do it, you ain't going to heaven. Allah says, so let us as human beings following the example of Prophet Muhammad. Let us give willing obedience to Allah's will. Allah say, though he know our responsibility is a great responsibility down here to try to live right in an evil world, he say, but he didn't put us down here and give us a responsibility greater than he give us the strength to bear. He said, let us pray for his assistance, and he will help us bear all our responsibilities down here in this evil world. As-salamu alaykum.
Teach them to teach about. Yes. And now it's time for me to check with our listeners today to see if there's anyone who has any comments. And I have to watch myself here. After a stroke, I find that it's a little more difficult for me to talk. So I apologize. I'm working on that. Trying to get that corrected. I did have a stroke. Thankful to Allah that I'm back on the program now. He's blessed me amazingly. I came out of it with just a huge little difficult spot, a physical body, things, difficulties around. But I'm working with them. I'm doing therapy. And one of them is my speech. But alhamdulillah, I'm improving. I just have to learn to talk slower. I'm a fast talker. And when I talk fast, I have a tendency sometimes to mess up with my language. Not to be able to pronounce the words and trip over my words as I speak, trip over my words. So bear patiently with me, and let's be grateful to Allah. For the blessings that he bestowed on me, that I'm even here and able to come on this program. I thank God for that. Okay, we have the 336-725-3189 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Is there a comment or a question that you have? Or a comment that you would like to make? All right, let's go to the 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Any comments from you? Any questions? Okay, our next listener is 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? The reason why I call these numbers, as you know, I don't know how they're putting them on the board, but the only numbers that's supposed to be up here are the ones who do have comments, the ones who push the number one button. I don't know, but the studio is showing these numbers. They're coming on our switchboard here, and that's telling us that you have a comment or you have a question. Otherwise, the numbers are not supposed to be up here. So this is why I'm calling on you, and I give you a chance to see it if you decide that or would like to say something now. You know, you might not want to say anything at first, but it's good. Never listen in an interview to hear what's going on, to hear what's being said, what's being taught to you. So you might not want to comment right away. I do come around later after you finish the teaching to see if there's any comments that you would like to make at this time. Okay, Shabbat, I think I should take the new off here. Let me get you back on the switchboard. Okay. we don't seem to have any comments again. So you can go on with the beautiful people that you're doing today. Get everyone just enjoying yourself. If you are listening, and they perform, pay me to. Imam Shahid Tabar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you now.
Okay. And I just want to say this here again. People, you might not have any comments on the radio program. You might not have any comments out there when you're just in your daily day living out there mingling, socializing with people. But guess what? On the day of judgment, guess what Allah going to say to you? Read your own record. You're going to read that. So it's best to read your record now, which means read your life. Take inventory of your life every day. Read your life. Understand whether you doing what Allah wants you to do, your creator, or you doing what you want to do, you're following your evil way. And make that separation and strive and sit with sincere, with a pure heart, a sincere heart, to get with your creator. And ask your creator, if you're sincere, say, Allah, my creator, take my will. My will is wrong. Your will is right. Let your will be done in my life and protect me from following my will, which leads me wrong every time I follow my will. These are the type of prayers you need to start asking people. You might not talk on the program, but on the day of judgment, you're going to be questioned even as to why you didn't say nothing on this program. Like the sister said, this is not my program or hers. It's for all of you all who are listening and all people who ain't listening. And it's for you people who are listening, not only to join in with us to help teach other people who don't know, but it's your obligation by Allah to go share the truth with other people in your family and other people who don't know this truth. This is the only truth in the world. Every other religion and every other persuasion of life, ideology, what people are teaching is false. It's been mixed with lies and truth. This is the only book, the only Quran, that Allah, the Creator, protected. He wouldn't let no man have his version, Luke version, St. James version, Muhammad's version, Jesus version, Abraham version. Ain't nobody got no version of the Creator. Allah said in the Holy Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? And in the beginning, people talking about Jesus is the Son of God. Well, then, I'm gonna refute that lie right now. Yeah, I'm going to do it because they need to stop that nonsense. Talking about God had a son. In the beginning, Allah say it was just Allah, the Creator, and His word, His power. Huh? It did. Allah don't say in the beginning it was Allah and Jesus. Now, and sure enough, if Allah or the Creator had a son, he got to have a mother and father. But to lower the Creator to such low position is a stuck for law. It's a grave, it's the worst of sin in the world. And one that he will not forgive you for if you keep on doing it. You're destined to go to hell. There ain't but one Creator, and that one Creator is unseen and eternal. He have no partners. There's nothing he created like him. If he wanted to destroy the whole world and everything in it, all he has to do is say, "Kum be," and it's done. Tell me Jesus can do that. Tell me Muhammad can do that. Tell me you can do that. Tell me any human being can do that. Tell me an angel in heaven can do that. You can't do it. Because even the angels in heaven don't have no power. And surely these weak, wicked human beings down here, the majority of them don't have no power. And it shows that they more than ever before, like the sister said, they're doing some of the most wicked and horrific things now that I've ever seen. I'm going to share two of them with you. I know here in North Carolina, where I'm from, a man's son cut his head off, set his head, father's head on the table, told his mother, come downstairs and look at it. And then another young boy in some part of North Carolina cut his mother's head off. And when the cops got there, he had his mother's severed head in his hand, and he was laughing. These are some of the most horrific things. You can't get no more horrible than that. You got people raping little babies. Huh? You want to hear all of this wicked, some of these wicked things? You got males having sex with males. Males, females having sex with females. And then they cross over. They do it. They switch over. They do it with both each the other. You got two males trying to raise a child like a man and woman. You got two females trying to raise a child like a man and woman. And you got a government here in the United States that doesn't legalize same-sex marriage. Who give them the authority to override or overrule what the creator of the heavens and the earth say? He created man for woman, not man for man and woman for woman. He said he created the male for the female. And he said he created not only the male for the female, but he said he's created everything he created in pair, that they may reproduce. Huh? That's how you reproduce. Two males can't produce no child. Two females having sex can't produce no child. So you're living in a world of insane people. And again, I want to say to you people, I ain't holding back on you. Around here talking about you believe in Allah, you believe in Almighty God, and you're around here trying to be of this world, you enjoying the false, ungodly pleasure of the world, worshiping your cars. Talking about I done been successful because I got $100,000, I got $200,000, I got $1,000,000. I got me three Lexus cars, I got me a Mercedes, three of them. And putting all your value on materialism, things that you ain't going to have long. And Allah said when you stand before him on the day of judgment, these material things and all the money you thought was yours, they ain't going to do you no good at all. They ain't going to have no weight on your scale of good at all. We don't own nothing. This is what you need to get through your thick skull and in your hard heart today. Even if you don't say nothing, I'm going to put and tell Allah, be the will of Allah, I'm going to put it out there for you. Strong, too. From Allah. It's wake up time. It's wake up or ship out. Just like what Allah told Noah, this is the final warning. And this is the final warning. Allah told his prophet Noah thousands of years ago. That man had taught people for 950 years. And they still were like these people now, rebelling the majority of them against the will of Allah. So Allah said, oh, don't teach these rebellious, arrogant, selfish fools no more. Just get on the ark with all the people who believe and get all the animals in pairs so you can start the world back over after I destroy all these evil people. He's getting ready to do that right now. He said, after he did that then, thousands of years ago, he would always come back and do that when the world got evil like it is now, all over the world. And this was the major prophet. He destroyed the whole world during that time. And he said, so as he did in the beginning, Allah, so shall he do in the end. We in the end. This is a worldwide plague Allah got on the world. And if and only a few people, too, you can see, I see them. Only a few people are listening, and they getting on the ark. What is getting on the ark today? It's getting out of your mind, getting out of what you want, and sincerely asking your creator, take my life and guide my life and protect me from following my evil ways. Those are the only people that's going to be saved. And that ain't going to be but a few, just like it was in the days of old. So if you want to be one of that few, you best listen at this message today and take it to heart, and you might not say nothing, but you need to start coming out and bearing witness to all the good and the grace and the mercy that your Creator has had in your life, and share it with other people so that they may be able to benefit and they may learn from your examples of the grace and the glory and the mercy your Creator is having in your life, had in your life, and they can come to him too so they can benefit from his love and his mercy and his grace. And that's all I'm saying right now. That's all need to be said right now. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. That was Shahid Shabazz. That's who you're listening to. He's coming on strong, people. He's asking, practically pleading to you to check yourself out. Check yourself out. And see which direction you're going in, because it's later. It's later than you think. Much later. No one would have believed, all of you know that, that you would be wearing masks just to move about in the streets today. You can't become close to people that you don't know and not sure about at all. They have to keep their distance. And even some people you do know, if they're not living right, if they're out in those streets, you need to protect yourself, because whatever they get, you can get. Especially coronavirus. And so therefore, you should be aware of who you are associating with. And please wear those masks, because if anybody passes you and coughs in your face, that's it. I know, I got a terrible flu. I almost died from the flu I got. Somebody coughing in my face. And the journey goes straight there. I had a weak immune system. I still have. I'm allergic to a lot of things. I ended up catching the flu like I'd never had it before. It was like on my whole inside burning. I couldn't even walk. I had to crawl, crawl to the kitchen, crawl to the bathroom. That's how weak I got. I was by myself at the time, living by myself. And it was
y'all have looks showing you
something. Through. So people, I'm just telling you, please take it serious, but Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching you. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, I said, Ya Allah, may Allah have mercy on you, sister. And I want to say this. All of those of you who really take heaven and hell seriously, I'm only talking to y'all. I ain't talking to the rest. Understand this, that one day you're going to die. And believe it or not, that day going to be real soon. And once you die physically, that ain't the end. You may round here act oblivious and having your fun and all into yourself and all that, when I die, I'm dead and gone, and I'm going to join myself now and all of this. And all of the rich people who think that, we kill off all the poor, this will be our world. Them fools don't know. That's the devil in them, because if the devil, Allah would allow the devil in them to kill off all the poor people, then Allah would allow the devil to kill them too, because the devil said he's going to kill all human beings. So the rich and the poor, the devil is destroying both right now. Right now, rich and poor. So just because you're rich, you ain't got no protection. Rich people are dying just as fast as poor people, so-called rich people, materially. But I want to say this right here, that this is clear I want to make, and who Muslims don't like it or like it, that don't faze me one bit. I'm telling the truth. Most Muslim leaders, most Muslim people will tell you Muslims only pray 5 times a day, and they'll leave it just like that. That's not true. A true Muslim don't pray 5 times a day. A true Muslim, a true believer in the Creator of the heavens and the earth, pray all the time. We know that there's rituals we go through, but those rituals represent What? When Allah wakes us up in the morning, praise him, until he takes you to bed at night, praise him all day and all night. That's all it represents. Allah say outside of those five prayer times, the rituals, you continue to remember him. But you see a lot of Muslims. I was in Baltimore, Maryland, about 3 years ago. And this so-called Muslim was standing down in front of a liquor store selling dope. And when our largest prayer, Juma prayer on Friday came in, he put on his long Muslim robe and kufi and came up there and prayed. And after the prayer was over, he took off his robe and his kufi and went back down there and put on his red clothes and started selling dope again. This is how you got so-called Muslims, the majority of them playing with this dangerous game, with this beautiful faith of Islam, and they don't know they're playing with fire, and they about to get burnt up. See, he's playing with fire. And then the people at that mosque in Baltimore, they got on me and wanted to jump on me because I was telling them the truth. They didn't want nobody telling them the truth, so they got all in one of them, he was an older man, wanted to jump on me and telling me, you don't know this faith, and you ain't got no business here, you ain't no imam and all that, no leader. So I said, sir, I didn't even argue with him. I said, well, that's your opinion. I said, I'm going to go on and leave, and yeah, this is your place. I ain't coming to trying to take over. I said, but I'll tell you what now, I'm leaving, so your best advice is to let me leave. Don't follow me now. And I said, surely don't put your hand on me. I said, because if you do, you're going to regret it, because I'm not going to play with you. I'm going to kill you. So he walked me on downstairs. He kept arguing with me, and I stood at the door. I was outside. He acted like he wanted to come out there and do something, and he kept on running up at his mouth and saying, well, you're doing all that. I said, well, you know, what's holding you from doing it? It ain't nothing but some air. All you got to do is just take advantage of the air and come on over here, and you'll see what I do. So I'm just saying, you got these people playing and taking up for each other, and they're playing in all religions. Most religions today, you have nothing but 99 3/3 hypocrites. You got a little half percent of the people trying to sincerely do right. And I tell you what, you will meet more sincere, godly people who truly love Almighty Allah in the street, in your daily dealing, than you will in religion today. That's why you should think for yourself. And like the sister said, don't be following these Muslim leaders, Christian leaders, no leaders. Follow the leader that Allah gave you, your creator gave you to follow, and you know who that leader is? Yourself. And what self am I talking about? Your spiritual self. What you say?
You have 1 minute.
Okay, the 1 minute I want to say, there's no creator but Allah, and we are to worship only the creator that we cannot see, who is eternal, and ask him to forgive us for worshiping anything other than him, and ask him to save us from our own self desires, and ask him to let his will be done in our life and not our will. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, Reality of the Creator.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned calendars,